Howdy, folks. This is Adam West. You know, in the Batcave, we listen to Bobby Emmons and Music and Memories. Whoa, that's good.
Another hour of music.
Taking that free ride with the Edgar Winter Group right here on WIBG. And speaking of Edgar, he is my very special guest. How's it going, Edgar?
Hey, Bobby, are you ready to rock and roll?
I am ready. I tell you, I'm excited about the Rock and Blues Fest that takes place all up and down the East Coast in the next week or two, including Bushkill Falls tonight, and also the Count Basie Theater on Tuesday night up in Red Bank, New Jersey. There's no excuse not to see this great show, right, Edgar?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, it's so emotional for me getting to play with my brother Johnny. He's really my all-time musical hero. He and I grew up playing together as kids. It started out when I was just 4 years old, playing ukulele, singing Everly Brothers songs. And it brings back so many great memories. And, of course, myself and my band, Johnny Winter, is on it. Rick Derringer, our longtime friend who played with both Johnny and myself and produced, you know, some of our records. And Kim Simmons with Savoy Brown, very cool English blues player. So it's really a guitar fest, you know, for all you guitar aficionados out there. You'll definitely have a great time at this show.
That is for sure. Edgar, why don't we go all the way back to the beginning of your recording career, 1970. You had your first LP out called Entrance, and a song that has become a staple for you over the years, Tobacco Road, was on that first album. Tell me about that great tune.
Yes. It's a song that I popularized with my brother Johnny when I was playing with his band. And it was actually the first song that I sang nationally. And I always considered myself more an instrumentalist than a singer. You know, Johnny and I, as I had said, grew up playing together, and he was the guy like that read all of the magazines and watched Bandstand and Johnny Cool Daddy Winter with the sunglasses and the guitar, and I was the weird kid that played all the instruments. And you know, when it became apparent Johnny was going to be the guitar player in the family, I said, well, I'll play everything else. You know, my mom had played classical piano. My dad played alto sax in a swing band in his youth, played guitar and banjo, showed us our first chords, and had a barbershop quartet that would come over to the house and sing. So, you know, music was always in our family. And when I started, this was after Johnny had gone to New York and more or less become famous, I think largely as a result of this Rolling Stone article where he was proclaimed the new hot flash Texas guitar slinger. And he had his blues trio, and at that time, no one knew that I existed. I had never recorded anything and never really even thought that I would. He would do the first part of his set with his trio, and he said, now I'm going to bring on my little brother Edgar. And I came out and he said, well, there's two of them. And, you know, I was trying to think, well, you know, I should really do something more than, you know, more than just play Hammond B3 and alto. And you know, one night Johnny said, well, why don't you sing one? Because I would sing a song every now and then, you know, even though Johnny was like the lead singer or the front man in the band. I said, well, how about Tobacco Road? I've always liked that because it has sort of a unique sort of positive message. You know, a lot of blues songs are, you know, Baby Done Left Me and, you know, you lost your job, all of that kind of stuff. And I always liked Tobacco Road. And, you know, we started doing it. And then when I recorded my first album, I said, well, you know, I certainly ought to put that. Even though the entrance album was really certainly not a blues album, but definitely a sort of a fusion of blues, rock, classical. One of the things that I've tried to do throughout my career is to sort of broaden musical horizons and make people aware of all the music that's out there. You know, I have tremendous love and respect for traditional blues, as of course does Johnny, but you know, I've never been able to understand why people who love classical can't appreciate rock, or why people who love country can't dig jazz. To me, they're all valid forms, and that was really the statement I was trying to make in the first album. But I also thought that, you know, like I used different musicians on that entire album, more jazz players, with the exception of that one song, Tobacco Road, and we recorded it pretty much as we played it at that time. And it has the long, never-ending scream and a lot of, like, a guitar vocal duo that I developed with Johnny, none of which are really, well, a long scream is on the recording, but not a lot of the scat guitar back and forth. But, you know, and it's, you know, that's just been a song that's stayed with us down to this very day. Every, you know, I've done it every performance I've done, I've always sung Tobacco Road, so you'll get to hear it.
And you're also going to hear it right now, Edgar Winter, right here on Wibbage FM 94.3.
To die or grow in the midst. Tobacco Road. I grew up in a rusty shack. Well, all I owned was a hanging on my back. Lord knows how I low at this place called Tobacco Road. Call this home, yeah. Talking about the only life I've ever known. Oh, 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 oh. I despise you 'cause you're filthy. Get a job. Now with the help and the grace from God, I'm gonna save my money. We'll get rich, I know. Bring it back to Tobacco Road. Bring dynamite, a big old crane. Blow it up, tear it down. I'm gonna build me a town that I'll be proud to show. I think I'll keep the name of Tobacco. Talking about Tobacco Road, yeah. Yeah! Tobacco Road. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah!
Tobacco Road, Edgar Winter right here on the Music and Memory Show with yours truly, Bobby Emmons, here on WIBG. We're going to move up to 1971 right now. You formed a band called White Trash and had a great song on the radio, on the pop charts, called Keep Playing That Rock and Roll. Tell us about that fabulous tune.
Well, it's more or less an autobiographical story of how I came up to New York to join my brother Johnny. And it was one of the first songs that I wrote shortly after after Woodstock. And Woodstock really changed my life. And I think certainly had a lot of impact. And it was like just one of those pivotal moments for me. Like, I had always thought of myself as more a serious musician. Thankfully, I've gotten over that. But I was, you know, very interested in jazz and classical, not so much in pop or rock. And, you know, I had grown up, you know, playing music. And I thought of it as my own private escape world, and it was more internalized for me. But after playing Woodstock, you know, set against the social backdrop of civil rights and the peace movement, people writing songs and singing songs that they really believed in, And it was just one of those defining moments that I'll always remember, looking out over this endless sea of humanity and seeing all these people connected in such a unique way. I said, wow, this is, this is really something. And it made me realize that music was, so much more than just, my own personal world, that it really had the power to reach out and transcend so many boundaries and bring people together in that unique way. And that was when I decided, well, I'm gonna start writing songs, and keep playing that rock and roll was I think the second song. I believe Dying to Live might have been the very first one, but all of the songs on White Trash, on that album, were largely a result of that. So there you have it.
Edgar, you mentioned Woodstock, and I heard that your performance along with your brother Johnny was just tremendous, but you were not in the film. How come?
We were not on the film. Our manager thought that Woodstock was going to be looked back on in a negative light because there were so many problems, on the festival. So he advised Johnny, well, whatever you do, don't have any involvement with that. So probably one of the worst business decisions ever. But for that reason, Johnny is not in any of the films or any of the the compilations of music. And I'm sure somewhere there is footage of that, which I would love to see. But a lot of people aren't aware that we played Woodstock simply because of that. No. But we were there, be assured.
Okay, Edgar, we spoke a few moments ago about that great tune. Keep playing that rock and roll. Now let's give it a listen right here on Wibbage FM 94.3.
Don't you know that I was sitting back in Texas? Ha! I was playing old rhythm and blues. And then I got a big offer for more money than I could refuse. I had my chance to make it, playing anything I wanted to play. But playing back in my mind, I could hear the people say, keep playing that rock and roll. Keep doing what you've been told. Woo! Save your money up when you get old. Got to keep playing that rock and roll. So I packed up and I made it up to New York. You know that I've been doing lots of thinking. Well, I have been trying hard to figure it out. But there's a certain kind of music, yeah, got to make you jump and shout. Now you can call it commercial if you wanna see it that way. But way back in my mind, I can hear the people say, keep playing that rock.
playing that rock and roll, a Billboard charter for Edgar Winter from 1971, and I'll be right back with more of Edgar after this, so keep your radio locked in to Wibbage FM 94.3.
It's Bobby Emmons with music and memories.